It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
All right, welcome into a freezing, chilly Thursday evening here on News Talk 830 WCCO. The Late Show starts right now here on The Good Neighbor. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. I need every single person in this country to yell that at the top of their lungs. Enough is enough. Because us as Americans, I think that we have to call it like we see it if we're all seeing it clearly. And that is, right now, we are in the midst of being gouged as consumers. And it frustrates me to no end. And I'm not sure if everybody is looking at it through that specific lens. What have we heard about for the last year and a half, 2 years, couple of years? Inflation this, inflation that, inflation this, inflation that. And I'm not saying that inflation isn't a thing. I'm not saying that, because when you talk about inflation, it's not just something here in the United States of America. But there is a lot of gouging going on, price gouging going on, that at some point we are going to have to stand up and say, don't do this to us. We're sick and tired. Because I know that you guys are sick and tired of being sick and tired the same way that I am. Many of you may have heard the news earlier today about YouTube TV. They're introducing a price hike. So now YouTube TV is going to cost you $83 a month. $83 a month. That up from not 80 to 83. Not up from 77 to 83. That up from 73 to 83. It's going to jump up $10. So, when you see stuff like this, I really look at it and my head just really aches because they can tell us that they are committed to us in bringing us features that are game changers. We need to raise the price to support the content and the vast on-demand library of movies. That's what they're saying in their statement today. But don't play me for a fool. I'm not dumb. You're not giving me all that I want to jack up the price like that. You're not. And my question would be this, and I'd love to get your reaction on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. What is the economic breaking point for the average American with regards to streaming and watching these television networks? Because this is absolutely insane to me. $83? And this is the thing. So let me tell you about my track record with YouTube TV, because I don't have YouTube TV anymore. Okay? I have Hulu Live. I have a couple other, streaming services. But the one that I lean on the most is Hulu when I'm kind of navigating and I'm roaming around. I got the Xfinity stuff and all that too, whatever, because I still got cable. But this is the deal. It was 2020, and I was introduced to YouTube TV from Steve Thompson here at WCCO. Stevie T introduced me to YouTube TV. He's like, oh, it's killer. It's awesome. You get everything, yada, yada. I checked it out. I did the free trial for like 7 days, and then boom. What did I end up doing? I got a subscription. I got on board. YouTube TV, let's go. Well, what was the first thing to kind of happen that really got me off of YouTube TV? Well, we got the regional sports network stuff. They're bolting. They're not on YouTube TV. So, of course, when that happens and you don't have a Fox Sports North or Bally's or whatever on there, you're like, man, what are the options here? So then I'm hopping off of YouTube TV to go to Hulu, and then Hulu follows suit, and they do the whole, you know, they no longer have Fox Sports North and all that too. And so now you're in God, thankfully, I had cable still. Not once have I ditched cable. I just kind of added on. But now you're taking away networks. Now you're taking away channels. Now you're taking away options that people have had. And you continue to jack up the price. I read somewhere earlier today that the price with all this stuff, specifically with YouTube TV, has skyrocketed by like, what, 30 or 40% in just the last few years. I mean, think about that. Just 3-4 years ago, the price was like 40-something bucks a month, and now it's 83. I think it's utterly frustrating, and I know that I can't be the only one. But I think that we as consumers here, we have to look and say, enough already. This is because oftentimes what these corporations are doing is they're talking about, and this isn't about necessarily about like streaming services, but a bunch of things happening with corporations across the country in different areas. They're talking about inflation and stuff like that. At the end of the day, they are just jacking up prices on us, the average American, and disguising it and saying, you're going to get better this, you're going to get better that. I don't think that my television viewing options have gotten any better in the last couple of years. Only thing that's occurred in the last couple of years for me as the consumer is that I'm paying more money. 651-461-9226. This is frustrating, and I don't know if any of you out there are just going to chalk it up to, well, that's the price. That's what we're dealing with. Because I don't think that we have to come to a point where we say, no, we're not going to do this anymore. Raise our hands, yell, and say enough, because we just can't do it anymore. People are ready to tap out. And then what is the alternatives? I would have no issue with any of this if my options in terms of viewing the channels were the same or I got more. Load me up. If you say I'm going to add a couple more dollars, you know what? That's fine, because it happens, right? I don't think that the price of Netflix is going to go down. I don't think that the price on Hulu TV is going to go down. But stop taking away channels and everything from me, and then all of a sudden, you're just jumping up the price. Your thoughts, your reaction, love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line, and we'll take your phone calls next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Oh, I wonder if Jonathan Lowe is going to pay that additional $10 a month. We'll get his take on this in a couple of minutes. 651-461-9226. YouTube TV, price hike. They're probably just the first to announce it right now. There's probably going to be others that will announce their price hikes here over the holiday season. But let's check in with Benjamin, who is calling in from Blaine. He's on the Lake Show. What's up, Ben?
Well, yeah, I've already checked out, Mr. Lake. I just said enough is enough. I've canceled every single solitary subscription I've had for any of that. And I'm just operating off of the free TV that comes over the airwaves if I want any television. Otherwise, I'm currently working through the complete works of Edgar Allan Poe as an alternative.
So. Hey, let me ask you this. What all did you have and what all did you end up just cutting? Because you said you cut basically everything and you're doing the free TV thing. So what did you have and you let go?
I had Netflix, Hulu and Prime. And I got rid of all three of them. I was like, it's enough. Because a lot of the shows, you know, that I was interested in, I'm like, oh, that's on Paramount. And then I see another show, like, oh, that sounds interesting. Oh, that's on some other service. And I'm like, you can't even keep track anymore. How many services do you need to watch all the things you want to watch? And you know what? Forget it. I'm done. I'm just going to go back to what we used to do and read a book.
So how much money would you say that you've saved since you cut out all three?
Oh, between those three services?
Yes. Yes, sir.
It's got to be $45, $50, you know, at least.
Oh, I would say more than that. So you're saving more than 50, well, right? You wouldn't.
Probably. It's one of those things where you don't know how much you're spending until you actually, who sits down in this modern era and actually looks at their bank statement and sees where everything is going. Most people don't, and that's unfortunate, too, because you're right. I probably was spending more than that. I just didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I feel you. Hey, thanks for the phone call, Benjamin. I appreciate it, man. Ben and Blaine checking in. 651-461-9226. From the 651, they say, I just pay $55 a month for internet and get plenty of channels to keep me entertained. There are plenty of sports on regular TV channels. All right, so, you know, one thing that's interesting is when we say that there are plenty of sports on regular TV channels, it depends on who you are, though. All right? Let's factor that in. When you said there are plenty of sports on regular TV channels, it's all relative to who you are and what you do and how much of a sports fan you are and specific shows that you want to watch. And I'll give myself as an example here. Okay? So, like, yes, there are sports on regular TV channels on the weekend. During the week, How much sports are on regular TV channels during the week? Especially for somebody like myself that covers Twins baseball, that's covering the Wolves, that's watching all this stuff. Like, Monday through Friday, how much sports stuff is on regular TV channels? On the weekends, yes, college football, you got NFL, you got college basketball, stuff like that, whatever. But Monday through Friday, there's not a whole lot of – there's none, really, to be honest with you. There's none. Head back to the phone lines. Let's go to Greg in Golden Valley. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Henry. Say, it's getting ridiculous. You know, I'm paying $159, $160 a month for Comcast, and the only thing extra, I have the NHL channel, and I have one hunting and fishing channel. And you literally have to call them every year and cry and whine for them to drop the price. You know, it's
I feel you. I feel
it's
you.
Crazy.
Hey, let me ask you this. So aside from that, do you have streaming options? Do you stream stuff?
I do have the options, but I don't because those are beginning to be more than cable.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you've got YouTube TV and it's $83 a month, or it's going to be $83 a month, that's just, to me, that's price gouging.
It's ridiculous. I'm paying almost $2,000 a year right now.
Oh man, that's insane. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Greg in Golden Valley. And this is the other thing. This is what gets me too. Is now we're in a situation, especially if you're a sports fan, where the stuff you used to get, you don't get. You got to get Prime to make sure you get that Thursday night football game. You got to get Peacock to watch whatever game. I'm not doing all of that, man. Now, I do got Prime because Prime, I'm going and I'm shopping at Whole Foods and stuff like that, whatever. I got the membership. You know, you get stuff that's shipped to you. I got put on a Prime during the pandemic because we couldn't go anywhere, right, for a while. So you get stuff shipped to you. But, man, seriously? Peacock? I'm not paying a dime for Peacock. I'm sorry. That'll be a game I miss. I'll go to the bar and watch it. That's what I'll do. Let's go to Chad Anoka. What's up, Chad?
Henry, hey, you had me on board until you said about YouTube TV. And I guess I see that because there's needs and there's wants in life. And I'm a compassionate guy to a certain degree. But, I mean, there's a lot of things in this world we just don't need.
Yeah.
And price gouging on TV, I mean, we can agree to disagree on this one. That's just that's a want, and that's not something that, you know, that's not a basic necessity of life, really. Price gouging on all kinds of other stuff that we need throughout the day. Yeah, that's another thing. Gas and, you know, housing. And
but hold on. But hold on. We're getting gouged on a lot of stuff, Chad. I've talked about that too.
Oh, sure.
This isn't just me talking about, like, I'm talking about TV right now, but in this country, yeah, we're getting gouged on a lot of different things. We shouldn't be paying the high cost of prices that we're paying for a lot of stuff. But respectfully, like, we can sit here and say want and need. My point is this. There's nothing out there that says the price should go from 73 to 83. When they're giving us less, like you could say want and need, and I agree with you, because not everybody should get the, well, I don't want to say should, not everybody is going to have the opportunity to stream because everybody's economics are different. But my point is that what justifies the jump in price just in the blink of an eye for everybody when they're telling us, well, the content's going to be, what is the content that's going to be better? Well, what is the technology that's going to be better?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But that's, as a consumer, that's where we have the option to say, yeah, I don't think so. I'm going to go somewhere else. You know, and that's, you know, what is that something else? Or just say, God, you know, this is ridiculous. And they will never get it as long as we pay the price.
Yeah.
They will never get it. And yep, it'll just continue.
100%. 100%. Yep. Yeah. And thanks to the phone call from Chattanooga. Yeah. And that's the point. Like, we at a point have to raise our hand and say, we're not dealing with this anymore. This is unacceptable. Now, everybody's different, though, in that some people, would you say that some people have to have certain things because it is not necessarily their way of life, but a part of their lives? Like, I can't go through life, just the job that I have, I can't go through life and just watch regular TV. I can't do it for this job. My job depends on me having access to stuff.
And we're in an odd spot, different from people that go to other 9-to-5 jobs and then come home. And just for the relaxation factor, just for I'm coming home from whatever work I do, I'm a lawyer, I'm a contractor, I'm a I work in a kitchen at a restaurant, all these different, I'm a nurse, all these different things. People come home and, yes, they can read books to relax, they could listen to music to relax, but one thing that they do is they watch television, and it can offer up news, it can offer up escape, it can offer up sports, it can offer up different things. And so we were talking to the break. I have YouTube TV amongst other streaming services. And I was going to say what the first caller talked about, Benjamin. I think he's about right about $50 a month. Netflix, I think, is around 16, 15 to 16.
It's 16.
Right now.
I have Netflix.
Hulu, depending on the package, it could be around 10. It could maybe be around 13.
13 for what?
For Hulu.
Okay.
Hulu
in terms of just the watching movies?
Not the live TV one.
Okay. Okay.
Just watching reruns of shows or movies or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon Prime, I believe right now it's around $110 for the year.
It's went up.
Yeah, so it's, I want to say, around $11-$12 a month. So you're probably around 40, just with those three services, around $45 to $50 a month. One of the reasons that I cut the cord was, and I have Dish Network at my place, that didn't get into Comcast, which also, or Xfinity, comes,
yep,
through. The streaming services at the time offered a way out to see more live television events, and you get to pick and choose. The problem is, it's just like anything else in life. Cable at one point in time wasn't, you know, the most affordable thing, but it was affordable. It was more than free TV, and you knew you had to pay for it, but it was at a point where you could get it for an affordable price. That's gone up over time. Streaming services, same thing. They're dealing with the same companies. They're dealing with the NBC Universals. They're dealing with the Viacoms. They're dealing with the Turners and the Disneys and all of that. It was just a matter of time when everything would raise up in price for the streaming services as well. It's just you gotta be able to pick and choose. And like,
there's nothing that justifies doubling your price in the last 4 years.
I'm not saying it's justified.
No.
I'm not happy about it myself.
No, but like when Chad says want and a need, I personally have to have it. Not because it's a want. I need it. I can't do Final Pitch and talk Twins, and the Twins are on the road, and I can't watch a game. Right. I have to watch the game.
You have, and that's why I said we're in an odd position.
Yes.
At this station, because we are, and especially your position, you know, the huddle, Steve Thompson, because you are sports heavier shows. That, and that has been at what people have said. That's the last bastion of television to. Once they cut from live sports and that kind of goes its own way, then it might be a free-for-all. But yeah, that's the last thing that you need to see live that you can't get over free TV all the time.
Yep.
Is live sports.
Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather because it is extremely cold out there. But also, after that, I want to hear about the ACES program, Athletes Committed to Educating Students. Jasmine Daniels, the executive director, she will join us in studio with Josh Ruffin, who's the assistant director, player development research with the Minnesota Twins. They join us next year on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, I mentioned those two names there coming out of the weather. Jasmine Daniels, she's the executive director for the ACES program, which stands for Athletes Committed to Educating Students. And Josh Ruffin, who's the assistant director, player development research with the Minnesota Twins. They join me in studio here to talk about ACES. First off, thanks for coming in. It's brutally cold outside right now, so I appreciate your time, and I hope that you guys have been having a happy holidays.
Thank you, Henry, and thanks for having us. We're excited to be here. Yeah, we had to bundle up a little extra tonight, but that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I think this is the highlight of my holidays, actually.
It is the highlight.
Yes.
All right, so I'm gonna just go ahead and mention something, Josh, because I feel like we got a good vibe. The next time that you're on the show, and you'll see me around Target Field and every now, just I need a half smoke, man. Being a guy from D.C., I need a half smoke from Ben's Chili Bowl, so we need to work that out at some point during the year.
I was going to say, most people ask for chili because that's what they think of with Ben's Chili Bowl, but the fact that you said half smoke means you know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, so let's talk. Let me start with you, Jasmine. You're the executive director for the ACES program, Athletes Committed to Educating Students. I've heard about ACES. But I don't know that much about it. I've heard a lot of great things about your organization. Mm-hmm. My friend Mark Rosen, he's done stuff with you guys for years. I know that there's been that connection with the Minnesota Twins, and there's been stuff that's taken place at Target Field. So tell me a little bit about what ACES is, what you guys do. Just give me the background.
Sure. Well, we actually just celebrated our 30th birthday.
Okay.
So that's really exciting. We've been impacting local youth for over 30 years, over 10,000 young people, predominantly middle schoolers. So the really unique thing about ACES is we partner with all the pro sports teams here in Minnesota, and they're our partners as we engage with young people during out-of-school time. So before school, after school, during the summer. And we're creating high-quality learning experiences during that time. And we really lean into math and STEM and social-emotional learning, character development. But we do it all through the lens of sports themes.
Okay.
And that's what really separates us. And as we know, young people are excited about sports, and so we use that to engage them, but really we're teaching them about different math concepts, critical thinking, teamwork, conflict resolution. At the end of the day, we want them to be confident, we want them to feel good about themselves, and we want them to thrive. That's a word that we really use a lot at ACES. We want young people to be their very best selves.
Now, is ACES across the entire metro, or where across Minnesota do you reach?
Yeah, so it's predominantly here in the Twin Cities. Currently, we're in 6 different schools. We're very intentional about the schools that we partner with, and we focus on middle schoolers, that 4th through 8th grade range level. We know that that is the time when young people are really, you know, developing their identity. They have mindsets about their competencies in math and STEM. And so that is why we're focusing in on that age range. You know, it's not to say that we won't expand. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe mm-hmm. we'll be across the state or and beyond. But right now we're really focusing in on the metro area.
Josh, you're with the Minnesota Twins and one of the organizations tied into ACES. Just kind of talk about what you've seen from the program, your connection, and just, I mean, the Twins have absolutely been a big supporter.
Yeah, I mean, the Twins have obviously made a big push to be a large part of the community. I think helping with trying to get people into baseball, but also just trying to support potentially future fans and just the city that we interact with and people who are rooting for us. So we look at ACES as an opportunity to leverage the cool environment and cool opportunities that we can provide as a sports team, as a Major League Baseball team, to allow kids to come in and really understand how sports works. I think so much of a focus is put on playing sports and then not understanding what all actually goes into putting on a sports product, right? And getting players onto the field and helping them and supporting them in the background. And so ACES kind of gives really good exposure for how we can use math and even some of the social emotional learning skills that we teach to then be able to sit there and show how does this fit in a sports context for even those who aren't players themselves but work with these sports teams.
You know, it's interesting how times have changed. And as we and when I say that in a positive way, because as you get older and technology expands and stuff like that, whatever, you're able to do more things. But I remember back when I was a little kid, many, 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 many years ago, because I'm a lot older than you guys, but you remember back to track and field day and all the, like, I don't recall, and yes, there were times where the professional sports teams got involved, but it wasn't to the degree that it is nowadays. Like, the Twins very much involved in the community. I've done a bunch of different events like, you know, voter registration stuff, whatever, with the Minnesota Timberwolves when we talk about those type of campaigns. And it just, I think that that is so impactful to mm-hmm. our community when we're talking about, you're talking about developing children and giving them opportunities that maybe people didn't get 30, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say Minnesota is one of the best. I mean, we look at the Vikings, Aurora, Loons, the Wild, Timberwolves, Lynx. We really have a pretty amazing state where the professional sector is engaging with the community.
Yeah. Jasmine Daniels, executive director for the ACES program. Josh Ruffin, assistant director, player development researcher of the Minnesota Twins, joining us in studio here on The Lake Show. Jasmine, about how many events do you guys put on a year? And the reason for that question is because there's so many nonprofits, there's so many organizations that are, you know, fundraising and doing things to get their word out. About how many, because when you're talking about, you said 10,000 kids that you reach?
Well, in our 30 years, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. In the last 30 years.
Yes.
That means you got to put together things that will draw in people to learn more about what
yes,
you do.
Yes. Thank you for asking. So we do a handful of different visibility events, and Josh and his team with the Associate Board are really instrumental in that. But our really big event is called the All-Star Evening. We do it once a year, and it's an opportunity to bring together the sports sector, the education, leaders, our board members, our support, and our young people all in one space. It's May 15th at the Fillmore, downtown Minneapolis. It's just a true night to remember. We raise funds. And I'll just say these events are fun, but we really do need folks to show up. That's what helps our organization thrive. We need all hands on deck. So again, May 15th, it's a spectacular night. And folks leave really inspired. They have a really great time.
For the people out there listening and they're like, you know what? ACES sounds really, really cool. And they got some really good partners. But what sets them apart? What is distinctive about them as opposed to maybe some of the other organizations out there?
Yeah, I would just say our model and our approach is different. We're very intentional. We focus on social emotional learning. That's a key part of our work. And we have an engagement hook that youth automatically, they're already automatically drawn to. So we use that to really capitalize our time with them. Yeah, we're in six different schools, and kids love it. Parents love it. 100% of our parents say we are truly making a difference with their young people.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to add, I think really what stands out is ACES does a really good job of meeting the kids where they're at.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily that we're trying to make kids feel like they need to learn more math, that they need to do more learning. It's more the fact that if you already like sports, we try and leverage that to kind of introduce you to the idea of like math and social emotional learning being super valuable to you in your future. So I think meeting kids where they're at is a really big benefit of, or like a really big strength of what ACES does.
Now, let me ask this about ACES. Do you have to be... Because I'm assuming that I know the answer to this, but I shouldn't assume. Do you have to be a sports fan to really be impacted by the program? The reason why I ask that question is because, so like, a friend of mine, she's executive director for, like, Project Success.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about Project Success, you think about the arts and stuff like that, whatever. But, like, not every kid is going to be necessarily in love with sports.
Right.
They might like it.
Right.
They might be interested, whatever, but not love. So
absolutely not, even though I love sports. But, no, our programs are free. They're open to anyone in our partner schools. And we use sports themes. So it's not necessarily that we're doing sports, but
yep.
we do concepts, architecture. You know, building a stadium architecture. We use math concepts. Young people build their own stadium. They're learning about mass, angles, multiplication. But then we go and we visit a stadium here in Minneapolis. So it's not necessarily that we're doing the sports, but we're using those themes to ignite and spark learning.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the only thing I would add is you'd be surprised how many people work in sports that aren't sports fans. I think there's just so many other roles that are needed for sports to be able to go on and take place. And I think, again, just the ability to have them kind of interact with the teams, meet the clubs, and meet people who are involved with these organizations and see the different possibilities of how you can be in sports, how sports can be beneficial to you, even if you don't live, breathe, and eat sports every day. I think it's, again, just another benefit of just that exposure that we're able to provide.
That's awesome. I'm on the website now, and I love how it says all students deserve an all-star education.
Yes.
I love that. That's a great model to have. I appreciate you guys putting that out there. I am the son of an educator. My mother was a teacher to start. Then she was an administrator. Then she was a principal, assistant superintendent, and then she became a superintendent before she passed. And it's always been a part of me. I actually worked in education before the radio thing took off for me years ago. I worked in schools for 16 years. Mm-hmm. And so, if a person's never worked in a school or worked with an organization that partners or deals with young people, you kind of don't get it. You know what I'm saying? It takes a special type of person to make those connections with young people. It's so rewarding.
Especially during the after school time. Young people don't want to just sit, right? They want to learn in a new way.
Yep.
So that's what we do. We take concepts that maybe they learned during their school day, but now we add a new twist to it and the light bulb goes off.
Yep.
And they're building relationships and it's a different type of environment. So that out of school time is really an optimal time for learning.
And I like what you said, Josh, about meeting kids where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And because that is a sign of a good program and a program that has good leadership, because one thing that we know about young people, not everybody learns the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do different things. You can't just if you're a teacher and you look at your class, you may have 25 kids in the class. You know what? All 25 kids cannot be talked to or you don't relate to them all on the same plane. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to do different things with different kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, too, it's just, again, hitting on the after hours part of it, it's just finding that additional time, just letting kids kind of take the speed and the time that they need to kind of get to that realization point, understanding point where it can set in for them. I think it's the benefit, too. I think it's this is a program that was, we have it designed by educators. It's a very robust program. It's intentional in how it's designed to kind of help kids have multiple ways to experience these things, learn these things, consume these things. And I think that's, again, somebody who's not something that for a person who was not in the education space was just very impressive to me when I was learning and first joining and being able to participate.
Absolutely. Go to the website, learn more information. The website is acesforkids.org. acesforkids.org. Great organization. Doing great work for our kids here in the community. Jasmine Daniels, Executive Director of the ACES program, joining us in studio. Josh Ruffin, Assistant Director, Player Development Research of the Minnesota Twins. Josh, I will see you at Target Field.
Yes.
And Jasmine, we'll connect and I'll learn a lot more about ACES too. Yes. And I'd love to come to an event.
Yeah. Thank you, Henry. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yep. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the final segment of Hour 1, and we'll do that next. All right. I want to say congratulations to Caitlin Clark. She was the Time Magazine Athlete of the Year, and she deserves it. Remarkable rookie year in the WNBA. Went to the championship game again in the NCAA. And the way that she just, for this year, dealt with criticism, adversity, stardom, and just was remarkable. And I think very humble. I just love everything about her being the athlete of the year. So congratulations to Caitlin Clark. I think it's much deserved. I don't think that there was any other person that really should have been in the conversation for all the success that she had this year. So look, she's a remarkable basketball player. Sounds like she's a very solid human being. And I hate what's now shifting or occurring here in the last, I would say, 24 or 48 hours, is that some of her fans are now going after her because she said that she is appreciative of everything that's occurred the last couple of years. She understands that she feels like, yes, I live a privileged life, and there are some privileges that I have as a white woman in society that others don't have. And now all of a sudden she's got the Megyn Kellys of the world and other people that are calling her woke and all the, like, is this what we're doing here? I mean, hold on. I mean, Megyn Kelly, really? Really? Now all of a sudden Caitlin Clark is woke? Oh, my God.
Megyn Kelly had, in my opinion, Megyn Kelly had an opportunity for about 4 or 5 years to shed her Fox image and come across as somewhat
commonsensical. Well, she doesn't want to shed her Fox image yet.
No. And she's just shown that's who she is as a person. Caitlin Clark recognizes that there are people that have less than in this world.
Yes.
That's all that is. And for her to acknowledge that, she went to, if memory serves, I'm trying to look it up right now, she went to Dowling High School in Des Moines. It's a Catholic school, private Catholic school in Des Moines. And you got to pay tuition to go there. This isn't like going to any of the public schools there. She knows she got an advantage because her parents were able to pay for her to go to a private institution in high school. And it helped pave her way for a scholarship in college. And she's saying, you know what? I've had advantages that other people haven't had in life. No matter what color my skin is, I've had advantages and I've been afforded opportunities that other people haven't had in life. I'm the same way. I'm exactly the same way. And I haven't given back like Caitlin Clark has given back and like other people have given back. That's on me. I need to do better on that front. But I've been afforded opportunities from my academic success in grade school and high school that other people didn't get. And I'm very fortunate for that. And you acknowledge that, and if you can work on that and help other people achieve that in life, then good on you. And I think Caitlin Clark is doing that. If you can't see that, I'm sorry. Shame on you.
I just the Megyn Kellys of the world attacking Caitlin Clark right now is just...
Be better. Be a better person.
Gosh.
Some empathy.
Coming up next, let's talk some Minnesota Timberwolves basketball, and we'll do that with Chris Hine. He covers the Wolves for the Minnesota Star Tribune. We'll chat with him next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt,
Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.